You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, you can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the thing that used to be Twitter. Busy hour coming up. We have Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:21. Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company will be here to talk all things sports. And we will wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today's thing from the world of the potential and apparently coming robot uprising. So we'll have all the details about that coming up very shortly. Right now, though, it is time to go for the green or gold, our statewide text to win contest. Open up your phone, go to the Civic Media app, whatever station you're listening to, text the word RING, R-I-N-G. Text the word RING, R-I-N-G. You have until noon. That's the word for this hour. And you have a chance to pick up either $100 in cash or gold jewelry. Everyone in the running for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the green and gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Your next chance in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd Alba and then the 4 p.m. hour with Dom Salvia. The word this hour is RING, R-I-N-G. NG.
I love when you do that, when you say the word, because then our text line just starts
exploding,
going crazy pants.
It's wonderful. We love to see that. The word is ring, R-I-N-G. The word this hour is ring. All right. We've had this for a couple of weeks, and you know where we got it? At Jane Says.
What can people do, Jane, if they have a story, a guest, an idea, a question for Dr. Lyerly or for public service or a question in general? What can they do with that information?
You can email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. Very easy, very simple. janesays@civicmedia.us. Like Greg said, maybe there's a fundraiser going on in your community you would like us to mention, a guest that you think would be fantastic, a subject that you think is not getting enough attention, or if you have a thing that should not be a thing, send it in to janesays@civicmedia.us. Our friend Andrew from Maine is the one who sent this in. Thank you so very much, Andrew. And it's put together by, it's on today.ugov.com. So it was put together by Taylor Orth and Carl Bialik. And the headline says, Finding Common Ground, 109 National Policy Proposals That Actually Have Bipartisan Support. So we talk all the time about all the divisions in our country and all the things that separate us. I maintain there are many more things that we agree upon. The vast majority of us anyway agree upon. And this is a good way to look, drill down a little bit onto things that on which we agree.
They're good places to start a good conversation.
Absolutely. So there's 11 pages of this. Obviously, we're not going to do all 11 pages and all 109 policies, but just for some examples. And you can also call in if you have something that you think that we can all agree. We'd love to hear it, 855-752-4842. But according to this report, 81% of Democrats, 60% of Republicans agree that credit agencies should be banned from reporting information on unpaid medical bills. So that affects your credit score.
Yes.
So 81% of Democrats, 60% of Republicans agree that credit agencies shouldn't be able to use your unpaid medical bills in your credit score. I think that's good.
I think a lot of these people would also go, it wouldn't just be like, we agree. It'd be more like a, well, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, it's just, it almost seems like common sense, of course.
But we're to the point where I think it's important that we point these things out.
Yeah.
Because there is so much division. Banning excessive price increases during emergencies.
When would that happen? Guys, Calvin, Jane, when would there have been a time of great distress when prices, could have gone. Hold on, I'm getting a call from Kroger right now.
Oh, are you?
Oh, Kroger. Oh, yeah, they raised their prices again
during COVID.
Yep.
And after COVID.
Yep.
91% of Democrats, 85% of Republicans agree we should ban excessive price increases during emergencies. Mm-hmm. Kamala Harris has talked about that.
Yes.
Going after price gouging companies.
Yes.
Seems like we all agree on that.
We all want to save a little money. We all want to save a little money.
89% of Democrats, 88% of Republicans agree we should increase restrictions on the telemarketers' use of automated dialing and robocalling. Yes.
And if you're wondering, hey, who's the 11% and the 12%? Those are the people who work for telemarketer companies. They're like, it's fine. Keep it going. Yeah. I mean, I get more spam texts now than calls.
I still get a lot of spam calls.
Yeah. But still, it's just like, oh, Mother Glory, please just take it down a notch. Please.
But all I can think of is when those spam texts and those spam calls come through, is that obviously they're still making money at it, or they wouldn't keep doing it.
Yeah.
So there's still, unfortunately, people who are getting suckered into this stuff.
Yes. For every probably, I'm sure they have a ratio. It's like for every 50 calls, one person or whatever. It's worth the time and energy and the anger it instills in people.
Seriously. 86% of Democrats, 74% of Republicans agree we should require electronics makers to give customers the information and tools they need to fix their own broken device.
Looking at you, Apple. Looking at you, Apple.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shouldn't be hard to agree that they should give you the information and tools you need to fix your broken thing.
Yeah. Or at least, the very least, understand why it's broken in the first place. Because how would you, when you walk into a place like, yeah, my phone is doing a thing. When I press the thing and then it does a thing, can you fix it? You know,
we're talking about things on which we agree.
Yeah.
And there's like 109 of them.
I love this list,
which is fantastic. 93% of Democrats, 76% of Republicans agree on increasing federal funding for public school accommodations for students with disabilities.
I'm not going to lie. I wish that Republican side of 76 was a little bit higher, but
they take anything at 51% or above as agree.
Yes, of course. Yeah, of course, of course. But come on, of course.
This is kind of a surprising one. 88% of Democrats, 65% of Republicans agree that we should require education about birth control in public high schools.
I wonder what that number is when you say middle school.
Probably much different.
Much different, yeah. Yeah.
But there are places where they don't want you talking about it in high school either.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't know how we can teach kids to protect themselves.
We don't.
If we don't give them all the available options and information, that's just irresponsible to me.
It's another one of those you were talking about earlier, one of those la, 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 put your fingers in your ears, tell them not to do it. Just tell them that we're fine.
Right. Yeah, just tell them don't have sex till you're married, and that's all we need to do. 71% of Democrats, not a surprise, 51% of Republicans agree we should set up independent, nonpartisan commissions to draw electoral district maps.
Sorry, but that disparity is kind of funny to me. 71 versus 50. It was like three guys are like, yeah, sure, we should.
75% of Democrats, 52% of Republicans agree we should make Election Day a national holiday.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And this is kind of surprising. 83% of Dems, 75% of Republicans agree we should restrict corporate spending in elections.
What I'm seeing in this list, and we're only on page 3 of 11. You look at those big issues, abortion, guns. There are issues that marijuana legalization.
Yes.
Those three are ones we always talk about, which has, it's like, oh, 65%, 70%, a majority of Americans believe that we should have common sense gun laws. We should have legal marijuana. We should have access to abortion. Those are the hot button ones.
Right.
But what I'm seeing in these lists, 83% of Democrats and 75% of Republicans say restrict corporate spending in elections. These are the lesser known topics right. that we talk about during election time. It's because we have people in office that are influenced by lobbyists and corporate entities who are telling them, you make the bill that we wrote, yep. and that's how you make it go through, and you get to keep your job. No matter what the people think, your people that you work for, who pay you
right.
$174,000 a year.
Yeah, not bad.
That is what this list keeps telling me, is that the amount that we agree with, Democrat and Republican and independent and whomever else, that our leaders, quote unquote, are failing us to a certain extent because they're not listening to us, because they know these numbers too. They see polling.
Yeah, but again, it's the money.
Yeah.
It's the dark money in politics
yeah.
that is ruining everything.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
And this just reinforces that, right?
Oh,
this kind of report. And we will put this in our show notes.
Yes.
So you can check it out yourself. It's 11 pages, as we said. But this makes me hopeful that we can agree on things. Even this, 88% of Democrats, 72% of Republicans agree we should increase funding for the maintenance of national parks. Yes, we should.
Da-doy.
That shouldn't be hard. 72% of Dems, 76% of Republicans agree we should ban stock trading by elected officials. I would think that would be higher.
Honestly, I think that should not only, but like ban illegal, you get caught doing it, you lose your job, and that's it, done. And you have to pay back the money you made. That's one thing we can talk about when it comes to Democrats and Republicans. That is a nonpartisan, for me, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle. And honestly, I see more Democrats, there's no rule, but doing that. It's
very disappointing.
It's disappointing.
Yes.
It's angering and it should
and
be illegal.
Wrong.
It should be illegal.
Wrong. Yep. And finally, 90% of Democrats and 70% of Republicans agree the Supreme Court should be required to follow the same ethical standards as other federal judges. Yeah, that should be a thing.
Yes.
So wacky. It's just so out there.
Don't worry. The justices got it. All nine said, don't worry about us. You just mind your business.
We're fine.
We're fine.
Good. We police ourselves.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot. All right. When we return, a little weather and wine with Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us, call or text, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. This is the hour where we go for the green or gold, our statewide text to win contest. Grab your Civic Media app and text the word RING, R-I-N-G. Text the word RING. You have until noon, and you could pick up either $100 cash, some gold jewelry. Everybody's in the running for the grand prize, a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay, Monday, December 23rd, against New Orleans. The word this hour is RING, R-I-N-G. Very happy to have Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot here for a segment we call Weather and Wine. What's it like in Wausau, lady?
Good morning, Jane. Now I know why you played the Ring of Fire. I thought for a minute it was because of how warm we were. Now I get it. Goodness, we are sunny. We are warm. We are perfect. It's beautiful here. How is it down there?
It's great. It was, I love the chilly mornings. I like the chilly mornings. And you can open up the windows and you can skip. Now we finally turn the air conditioning off and you can open the windows up again. And so for me, this is perfect. It could be like this all the time.
What are we at right now? We're at 70. Yeah, I'll take 65 to 73 all the time. I'll give me San Diego.
Yeah.
Give me San Diego in April.
Exactly.
And
that works.
October.
That works.
Perfect.
Well, you know what, Greg? You're going to get that exact wish next week. How's that?
I am the luckiest boy in puppet land.
No, she made that forecast up just for you.
Oh, the weather lies to me.
No. That's after Project 2025. Then the weather will lie to you.
Political.
So let's talk about the forecast. What are we looking at over the next five days or so, Brittany?
Well, we have a huge high blocking pressure system right now, which means sunshine, dry weather, and abnormal heat. So we're about 15 degrees above where we should be. I mean, we should be in the low to upper 60s. So all weekend long, we're going to be flirting with 80 degrees across the entire state, feeling pretty, looking beautiful. The only thing is maybe a few sprinkles or a few clouds by Greg in towards southeast Wisconsin. That's, of course, because of the hurricane. Hurricane Helene. Ugh.
So we're going to be feeling impacts of Hurricane Helene.
Yes, very, very minimal, though. So what's going to be happening is obviously she's still expected to strengthen as today. Right now it's 105 mile per hour sustained winds, and I think that they're forecasting 115 still, which would put it at a Category 3 major hurricane. Tampa Bay area looking at about 5 to 8 foot storm surge, kind of getting there by 9 o'clock tonight. And in fact, those winds are going to be hitting by 2. So the winds are already going to be there this afternoon. The eye makes landfall this evening, and all that storm surge and all of that rain. In fact, from Tallahassee through Atlanta all the way into the Carolinas, they're looking at a half of a foot to a foot of rainfall. I've never forecasted that before. That's extreme.
And of course, I am not making this the top priority, but we were talking about that this morning on Pat's show in Atlanta, that the hurricane has messed with the end of the baseball season, which was messing with the playoffs and figuring out who plays who, because Atlanta needs to finish their series this weekend. And then more like the statistics go out. So now they're just sort of waiting around for this to happen and then they'll get back to it. So like the effects that this has on so many things that it's just going on from hit to done. How long does the hurricane last? Is it like a day, is a couple hours, it dissipates? I mean, I know nothing.
Yeah, it lasts a while. So give it at least a day and a half, right? Because you're going to get those strong winds, the crazy rain. It's going to slow down as it hits land too. So it kind of hovers there and continues to dump rain. There's tornado warnings already issued from this. I mean, those bands of storms are already moving in. So it is a long process. And one thing that I never really considered, because I haven't been through one either, they lose power for a long time. I'm talking weeks.
Yes.
So they are going to be in a lot of trouble. I mean, you got all that flood water mixing in with their drinking water, wastewater. There's a lot going on.
Well, and then you're talking about mold, and then you get black mold, and that brings its own set of issues. Not to mention, Brittany, as you mentioned, the loss of power and then the subsequent economic losses with businesses destroyed or delayed or... Yeah, it's a mess. It's just a mess. Corey Hartman was here a little bit before you joined the show, and we had been seeing reports of 20-foot storm surges, and they're calling them unsurvivable. And then you have to think about all the folks who don't have their own car, who, you know, I mean, how do you get out then? How do you get away from this?
And I've learned in research, too, a lot of people who do get out, they don't have the means to take their pets with them either. So a lot of animals are going to be left behind, wandering around. That's going to be a thing, too. And, yeah, there's a lot that goes on. I mean, even for us, we're going to start to feel probably gas prices going up after this hits, too, all the way up here.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. We were talking to someone about that earlier this week, about gas prices and the knock-on effects of certain things, whether it's policies or weather. And
but you're right, that has our refineries and all of that, and if they're affected by these hurricanes and these severe storms, that interrupts the pipeline again, that interrupts the supply chain, and yes, prices will start going up again. That's a really good point. We wish the folks down south stay safe. I hope you can get away. I hope you have somewhere to go that can be safe. You made a really good point about the pets, Brittany, and we will keep an eye on that. Usually there's some charities that will step up.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin can end up getting a lot of these pets for adoption in a week or two. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. If folks are looking to add to their family and maybe help out some of these animals that will likely get left behind. Brittany Merlot.
Absolutely. And if you guys want to help too, American Red Cross, get in touch with them. You can get down there and help them.
Yep.
Wonderful.
And if you're listening down there in the South, please listen to your meteorologists, your weather people, the experts. Get out. If you can, please do so. Don't wait just in case.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't wait. All right. Brittany Merlot for Weather and Wine joins us once a week. Thank you so much, Brittany. We have news coming up next when we return. All things sports with the Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan. Keep it right here. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock. And Dr. Slide on the board. I decide which one I wanted to use.
I feel like with that song, Dr. Slide.
Dr. Slide is good, right? You can always join us. You can call, you can text, you can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You have until noon using the Civic Media app to text the word ring, R-I-N-G. Text the word ring on the Civic Media app right now, and you could pick up either $100 in cash or gold jewelry. One person, a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. What a wonderful Christmas present that would be. Your next chance in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd Alba, and then again in 4 p.m. hour with Dom Salvia. The word this hour, though, is ring, R-I-N-G. He joins us every other Thursday at this time to talk all things sports balls. He's the Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan, joining us on the phone. Hi, Paul. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
We are well, thank you. Are you traveling for work or for fun?
I am traveling for work. I am at a big conference. I'm actually down in Chicago, which is actually where I work, but I'm at the Navy Pier. So
nice. I bet it's a beautiful day down there.
It is. It's great.
Well, thank you for carving out some time for us to talk all things sports. Let's talk about the Brewers finishing up the regular season and entering the playoffs as the number 3 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could be in better shape. It would have been nice if they would have won one of the first two, but 3 seed is a good place to be. At least they get to host their first playoff game, and their opponents are not actually selected yet. It could be any one of the Atlanta Braves, the Arizona Diamondbacks, who I've seen enough of, frankly, this season, and the New York Mets, who they finish with. So there's also a strong possibility that they could end up playing as many as 6 consecutive games against the Mets that when this we're all said and done here, if that is who ends up qualifying for that last spot.
I wouldn't mind playing the Mets because I feel like we could beat them handily. I know that sounds cocky, but it just feels, I feel good about our chances against the Mets. The Diamondbacks will make me sick to my stomach with anxiety, and Atlanta, I'm sort of indifferent with, but I would love to take on the Mets.
I agree with all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. The Mets have actually been pretty hot. But, you know, once you get to the playoffs, everybody's pretty good. You know, there's not going to be a bad team that you run into. And I'd rather have the Mets with the good teams as well. I feel like they match up a little bit better. The Diamondbacks just seem to have our number a little bit. I know we had the 8-run comeback against them.
Yeah.
And that was nice to see. But you can't count on that kind of stuff happening. The Braves also I'd be okay with. They have had a bit of a down year from when they got so hot a couple years ago. But, you know, it'll be a good series no matter what. The Brewers are in good shape. They get to rest their rotation. They get to go into this healthy. They'll have everybody available to them. And, you know, their bread and butter all year has been get a lead, play great defense, and grind it out with the bullpen. And, you know, they'll have the advantage of not scrambling to get that last playoff spot, and they'll have their full complement of bullpen ready to go for game one. So they can't ask for a better spot except for having a bye. They should have an advantage over whoever they play. It'll be in Milwaukee. It should be a great time.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That's going
to
be fun.
I might have to get me a ticket.
Yeah, I think so, too. We were talking about this before you joined us, Paul, and this is of the list of concerns now with Hurricane Helene making landfall in Florida. Obviously, this is way down on the bottom of the list, but these storms are affecting the season, correct?
They are. With all of the teams I just mentioned as potential Brewer foes, there's a heavy chance that there's going to be multiple rainouts amongst them to end the season. And there's probably going to have to be, I think it's the Braves and the Mets are looking at having to play kind of a weird doubleheader to eke in their final couple games before the season ends. So all potential Brewer opponents are going to be more tired than, except the Diamondbacks, than they otherwise would be. So that's good, too. I mean, it's not good in terms of natural disasters breaking things, but
right,
in terms of baseball for the Brewers, it is.
He joins us every other Thursday at this time, the Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan. Packers came out on top on Sunday. Was that a surprise to you?
It really kind of was. So Tennessee's a bad team. I'm not surprised they lose to anybody, but I thought everybody would be more prepared for Matt LaFleur's kind of wizardry with Malik Willis that we saw on display against the Colts, and they just weren't. Matt LaFleur did a nice kind of swerve, letting him pass a little bit more, doing a little bit more deception in the passing game in addition to the running game. And, you know, they came out on top again with a big assist from the defense, which really, really got to the Tennessee offensive line and Will Levis, their quarterback. They sacked him 8 times in the game. 7 of those sacks were in the second half of that game and just harassed him into turnover after turnover. That was all she wrote. That is a very dysfunctional franchise. I should also mention that is Malik Willis's former team that we traded the 7th round pick to 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did not realize that.
And they may wish they had him back at this point. Although I think Willis is really a testament to something that's happened this season in the NFL. That is coaches and coaching staffs have made a huge difference for quarterbacks across the league. There are a lot of quarterbacks, we'll face one on Sunday, that have gotten second chances and been successful where that never used to happen. And Malik Willis just landed with a franchise that's much better at this than Tennessee is. Tennessee's Will Levis, their quarterback, is very similar to Malik Willis. They had very similar college profiles. Big arm guys who hold the ball a little bit too long and are mobile. And Tennessee, I guess, just thought they would give it another shot with kind of the same guy and had the same results, whereas Willis got to play for somebody who knows how to use him properly. We have the Vikings this weekend. They're going to be starting Sam Darnold, and this is kind of his second go-around after not succeeding as a starter, but he seems to have found a place where he can be successful as well, and the Packers will have their hands full with an actual smart team this weekend as opposed to what they've had so far.
Zing. Ow.
Come for the sports, stay for the sick burns with Paul Noonan. Paul, really quick, Jordan Love's prognosis as far as his injury, is he playing this weekend, or is Malik playing this weekend?
So I'm not guessing on this anymore because they're really cagey about it, and I thought Love would go last weekend.
Yeah.
I would hazard a guess he'll probably play this weekend because it is a divisional game. Mm-hmm. I suspect they were kind of saving him against Tennessee because losing is bad in the NFL, but if you're going to lose to it, you want to lose to the other conference where tiebreakers don't matter as much and things like that.
Yeah.
This game matters quite a bit more. So if he's been close, as they've been indicating, I do think this is when he's likely to be back because they should be caring about this game more than they normally would. But they've been really, really, really cagey about what his actual status is. So who knows? They've been good at the deception this year.
The reason why I ask that is for more about Malik Willis because, you know, in the past you see quarterbacks – the second string coming in and getting blown out because they're not the guy who's starting every week. But people were really liked his performance on Sunday. Is this a thing where like he can play a little bit more during the season because he has shown that he's not just a second string guy just waiting for his chance? Or is it possible that other teams can see possibilities in him and saying, oh, he's a game day player. He can step up in the moment. like when you have a good game like that, what does that spell for people like him?
I do think he's gotten himself another chance, that people will be interested when he is once again a free agent.
Yeah.
That he's shown that he can exit. Like, you just need to make your game plan, Malik Willis specific. You need to use the tools he has, which he's very fast. He's a very strong arm. The problems with Malik Willis in the past have been problems getting through his reads before he gets sacked, but there's no reason you can't scheme a guy with plays that make those reads quicker and easier for him and that leverage his mobility. And so many teams in the past would have just stuck Malik Willis back there and had him do straight drops and try to be like Aaron Rodgers. That's not what he is. So I think that there are smart teams that will take a look at him. And if he gets another chance to start, I won't be surprised at all.
Calvin.
So obviously, this being a conference matchup factors into Jordan Love's decision to play, but Minnesota's defense is quite good. They bottled up the Houston Texans and the San Francisco 49ers, two of the best offenses in the league. Could it be a situation that it's like, hey, if you're not 100%, we don't want to risk you running for your life against one of the best defenses in the league?
That is definitely a possibility. The Vikings get after it. They run really a unique defense in the league. They lead the league on blitzing on first and second down. They blitz the least of any team on third down. They actually send fewer than four people after quarterbacks on third down. More than anything, they're confusing. And if they feel like Jordan Love is going to take hits, then they won't play him. That said, I do think he gives them a substantially better chance to win, because the way you beat the Vikings is by having a guy who can read those blitzes, be patient, and pick on the Vikings deep in the exposed areas from where the blitzers came from. That is not Malik Willis's forte. He is not good at making those on-the-fly reads. He's much better at getting his scheme throws out there. And the Vikings are good at covering that. So this is a game where I think Love gives them a distinct advantage. But you don't want to wreck the season by putting him out there too early either. And the Vikings are dangerous. Calvin is absolutely right about that.
Well, and that's what I think we talked about this with J.R. Ratcliffe last week too, about, you know, you want Jordan Love back in there, but again, there still is the potential that he could re-injure or make this injury worse in a situation like this. And just back to Malik Williams for a second, I can't imagine, Paul, how validating that victory must have felt over Tennessee. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like,
oh yeah.
Or am I just the petty person who would want to do like a little happy dance and like, na-na-na-na-na-na?
I don't think you're petty here, especially because by all accounts, Malik Willis is a really good guy. Every scouting report on him out of college was he was extremely coachable, extremely humble, really enjoyed like learning the nuances of the game. And I think this is a really gratifying win because the Packers seem to have taken to him really quickly. Like, he's become a bit of a clubhouse leader. He seems like, and it's nice to see like good guys get these kinds of wins, you know, proving their doubters wrong. That's kind of, to some extent, what sports are all about. And I feel like the Packers are really good at creating those stories for people too. So I am very glad to see him succeed.
Yeah, I guess this is just more a comment about Malik Willis's character than really a question, but I saw it in before the game in a interview that he did in the locker room after practice or something. They asked him about if he felt like he wanted to get some revenge on the Titans. And he said, you know what? They treated me good when I was there. They paid me the entire time. And then they gave me an opportunity somewhere else. So I can't be mad at them.
So
he is a bigger man. He really,
he's a much better person than I am. Is essentially what we're saying. That's fine. I can accept that.
Jane Matinere, the pettiest person in the NFL.
I'll take that shirt.
There you go.
I'll wear that uniform. Absolutely. Paul Noonan, anything else before we let you go? We got about 2.5 minutes left.
No, and I should probably kick it because there is some very loud machine starting up at Navy Pier. So should be a great game on Sunday. Should be a really fun matchup between two really good creative offensive coordinators. And it should be like the most enjoyable game of the year, just from a tactics perspective.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Paul. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. The Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan, joins us every other Thursday. Next Thursday, it will be J.R. Ratcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You still have time until noon to text the word RING, R-I-N-G. Text the word RING, R-I-N-G, using the Civic Media app. and you can pick up either $100 in cash, which would be handy.
Yes.
Gold jewelry, which is a life necessity. Or, well, everyone's in the running for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold Monday, December 23rd in Green Bay against New Orleans. The word this hour is ring, R-I-N-G. The word next with Todd Alba in the 1 o'clock hour, who's beating us. And Dom Salvia in the 4 o'clock hour, who's right on our tail.
This wasn't a contest for us. It was, we want the people to enter and get to know us. Now I feel all this anxiety. Oh, God.
It got brought up in the meeting the other night. I just think we need to address it.
They're going to yell at us if we don't win.
They're not going to yell at us. All right, one more segment to go. This shouldn't be a thing. Robot Uprising Edition on the way. Keep it here. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. The word to text this hour via the Civic Media app is ring. You got about 8 minutes, R-I-N-G, text the word ring via the Civic Media app. It is all part of our Go for the Green or Gold statewide text to win contest. Your next chance in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd Alba and then in the 4 p.m. hour with Dominic Salvia. This is the way we end our show every day now. Calvin, let's play the intro.
This shouldn't be a thing.
This should not be a thing. If you ever have a thing that should not be, email it to janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. Greg Bach, I will let you take... the lead on this one, because you're the one who found it.
Well, I'm going to begin my presentation here with a question to you, to Calvin, and to the audience as a whole. Do humanoid robots make you a little weird? Like, when you see a humanoid robot, you're like, oh, that's odd.
Yes.
That's off-putting. Calvin?
Yes.
Okay. Would it make it easier if it had a fleshy face that could smile at you?
That is so much worse.
Well, don't worry, because... people in Japan have created an uncanny feature, which is new technology underneath, called living skin tissue. It has human-like ligaments to give robots a more natural smile, because that's what we always wanted, robots with a more natural smile.
Uh-huh.
So men can go to lady robots and be like, you know what? You can smile now. You'd just be prettier, too, if you did it. Basically... I will put the link to this story in the show notes.
You need to see this.
You need to see it, and then you need to consult a priest or a therapist or someone you trust, because you'll never unsee this in your brain. It looks like a piece of ham pre-cooked, getting happy, and then sad.
And then melting.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically what they're doing is they're using this technology to create a living skin they can put on robots to make them more human-like.
Yeah, it's called Terminator.
You're not wrong. I mean, I guess you're right. They did invent the technology back in 1984.
Right.
But this comes, by the way, of the Tokyo University researchers who unveiled the work this past summer. This shouldn't be a thing. I want to know when my robots are not our robots. I don't, because it's going to start like this. It'll start real weird, kind of creepy, but then, you know, give it 6 months to a year, then there's a new version where it's a little bit more convincing, and then 6 more months to a year. And that's a little more convincing. And then who knows, Jane, maybe they created this technology 40 years ago and I'm the robot. Dun, dun, dun. Calvin, what do you think? Do you want humanoid robots with fleshy faces?
I will concede that that is frightening and the image in the article should not be a thing.
It's icky.
That being said,
oh boy,
the technology behind it and the research behind it absolutely should be a thing. This has applications outside of just robots. It has, like, it can be used for prosthetics. It can be used for plastic surgery. It can be used for a whole bunch of things.
Yeah.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Let's make sure they only use it for that, because there's the picture of the melting smiley ham face. That's what I call it. And then there's another picture of them using 3D facial mold covering with living skin. And that wasn't the right picture to use either, because this looks like it's a clip out of a horror movie. Like, I get great applications for people who need it, please. But making little pieces of gooey things smile, it's just, this specific thing should not be a thing.
Yes, the application of this.
Yes.
Yes, I would agree with you. Like Calvin says, the technology itself can be very useful for people who need, you know, I can think of burn patients and all kinds of people who could, right? Who could utilize something like this.
Of course, but obviously it's, I don't know, like, you shouldn't use ChatGPT to write journalistic articles, but that doesn't necessarily mean the technology is bad.
Andrew from Maine on the live stream, I want to program the lady robot. When a male presenting person tells the robot to smile more, lasers might fly out and help the person understand they shouldn't have said that.
I like taser barbs.
Taser barbs. Rita from La Crosse texting in, listening on WLCX. A convicted felon should not be able to run for office, nor should he be able to vote. This should not be a thing.
Oh, okay. Well, we took it in a slightly different direction
than we were expecting. But yeah, I would agree with that.
But yes, so if we can somehow separate the application for humans versus robots, let's use this technology for good and not for a possible robot uprising. I say we're going 50%. This could be a thing, but for today's purposes, this shouldn't be a thing.
Fair enough.
I'll concede the point for the for the segment, but I think it's kind of cool.
Calvin is just sucking up to our eventual robot overlords.
He's just waiting until the day that we are replaced by robots.
Bring it on!
I think I would be replaced by a robot before the personality.
Remains to be seen.
Wow.
Either way, that was today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News coming up next. Keep it right here. You are listening to the vast global Civic Media Radio Network. See you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.